This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. What's goody, Hot Breathiverse? Welcome back to Hot Breath, the show where you learn comedy from the pros. It is I, your host, comedian Joel Byers, and we are the Hot Breathiverse, and we are bringing to you an episode today all about maybe the most exciting opportunity for comics here in 2021. As live shows are coming back here and there, there are a consistent amount of shows happening on Zoom, and they are completely untapped, my friends. A lot of us are doing Zoom open mics. I know in our Writing Room Facebook group, we do feedback mics, and I host one in the Hot Breath Pro group as well. But there are comics getting paid to do Zoom shows. And a comic that we had on the show last year, Zarna Garg, in 2020 booked over 100 paid Zoom shows. Yeah, you heard that right. Over 100 paid Zoom shows. And I thought, we've got to have her back on the show to really talk about this. So what I'm playing today, in our first interview together last year, she shared her entire process for how to reach out to bookers, how to negotiate your money. She really gets into the weeds on how you can start reaching out to get Zoom shows. And this week, if you're listening to this the week of, this Wednesday in the Hot Breath Pro group, we are doing a live Q&A with her. This Wednesday at 6 p.m., we're doing a live Q&A with Zarna, and she is going to share all the sauce on how she has booked over 100 paid Zoom shows and how comics can start doing the same. That is the whole goal of that pro group, is to give comics the tools and the connections to help you become a professional comic faster. And Zarna is on her way to really becoming a groundbreaking comic in this Zoom world. So we're so excited that she's willing to jump into pro and help answer our questions and really help us all get paid to do comedy even when live shows don't exist. So this episode today is a clip from our first interview with her about how you can start to reach out to bookers, how you can format your press kits and negotiate money and things like that. But if you want to learn how to actually land these paid gigs, go join our Hot Breath Pro community. It is linked in the description of this episode. And if you can't make it this Wednesday, still join. I will keep the workshop available in Hot Breath Pro for comics who do want access to start getting paid doing Zoom shows. So without further ado, enjoy this clip, and I hope to see you in Hot Breath Pro soon.
You get what you ask for at the end of the day, and you have to fight for it. And, you know, and that's not new to me. That's just not new to me. I've had to fight for so many things in my life. And now I'm learning that the more I stick with, there are people who will say, no, we're not doing this. And then 3 months later, come back to me and be like, okay, you know, why don't I, or find a solution. I always help people find solutions. Like, why don't we have two parties merged together? And then it's a little more cost effective. And, you know, but I think defend what you think you're worth, because what you think you're worth is what the industry is going to think you're worth eventually.
Ooh, I think. That's good. Yeah.
Because if you don't value yourself, why will anybody else?
And that's interesting. When you mentioned earlier about looking for ways you can create your own path in the game, and people are just now starting to get into Zoom shows, and it seems you're creating a business around Zoom shows.
I did immediately in March. We had a lockdown for a week. I was like blown away because I lost all my shows. I was scheduled to be in the New York Comedy Festival. That was gone. Everything that I was excited about gone in a week. So for a week, I was like out of it. But then I said, you know what? There's always an opportunity hiding in this kind of madness. Mm. That's just how it is. And so I started doing Zoom shows, and I now believe that in during the actual main lockdown, you know, when everything was shut, I lost all my New York friends because I couldn't meet anybody, even the people I knew in the city. But I found a whole world of friends outside, because I would just sit on my computer and like try this and try that. And at that time, people were so forgiving. anything, you know, to get a little bit of a laugh. So just like the experience you're having with joke writing, I had with my comedy. I would be like, hey, I'm happy to do a show in Australia time. Let's see if somebody logs in. And I would put an Insta story out. And like 10 people would log in to watch a free show on IG Live. And then that became like my base for like, hey, if you ever want to book me for a party, I'm available. You know, so it like, it's very slow, it's painstaking, but it got me a start in a new market that how else would I ever access sitting here in New York?
And you, gosh, this is so such great timing, because I was just thinking this past weekend about the business opportunity within doing Zoom shows. And I've done a few for family friends, but I just see the potential, beyond like Zoom parties, corporate events and things like that, I think can all be done via Zoom.
Yeah, and it's being done now, because these corporate events, like for example, the corporate meetings and stuff that happen, they're so boring. They mm-hmm. know it. The Zoom fatigue is real.
Yeah. You know what I
mean? Mm-hmm. Like I like it. There's I believe there's a whole thing about in February, March, when Zoom first started, like we were all so formal. We sat up, took a little bite on the side and shut off the camera. We were all civilized. In July, you're like drinking a little drinky. And then now we're like, we're taking a shower in the background. You know, Zoom's right. on, no one cares.
Right.
But stuff is tedious. It's boring. It's what I hear from corporate people that I reach out to. And adding 10 minutes of a real comedian is nothing to them. They used to do corporate lunches that would have been like 20 people going to a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And ordering all kinds of, like, all of that is gone. All those budgets are sitting around now.
She's got me excited. Yeah.
See?
There it is. Yeah.
There, see, the roads, if you keep thinking about it, avenues will open up. I mean, I reach out to companies every week. Hey, would you consider adding a comedian? Do you have a show? Are you celebrating something? Or even just in an annual meeting, like maybe you're crying, like a lot of companies are. Mm-hmm. Let me help ease the pain.
And you'll just do like 10 minutes. That's what you offer. Yeah. And they pay.
And I do traditionally the Zoom shows I do are about 20 minutes, but I find in a corporate setting, even 10 minutes is enough. It's enough to break the tension, to make people relax about whatever it is that they're doing. And I'm in and out. And now people are so used to people going in and out of Zoom meetings that it's just not even unusual anymore.
How are you reaching out to them? How are you finding these businesses? And are you these friends? Or how are you starting to reach out to these people?
My friends that way have been very useless. They okay. only want to come out and have a good time. So they'll come out to the clubs and all. But this avenue I have kind of developed myself.
Okay.
I've gone down the path of like, how many companies have Indian employees? Like lots of them. So think about it. All the tech companies, all the engineering companies, all the hospitals. I've done so many shows for big hospitals. You know who needs a laugh right now? Medical staff. Mm-hmm. Those I do for free. I did for free all summer, like Mount Sinai or this hospital, that hospital. But what it does is if, say, 50 medical staff personnel see me, and if one or two of them is having a private event, then they can think about it as an option. So it's a win-win for everybody, you know, and it's a short show. Sometimes people log in from their cell phones, mm-hmm. just watch a few jokes. Yeah.
Oh, that's very smart. So I'm thinking like, you know, my comedy special is called The Trophy Husband. So it's almost thinking about businesses within like the wedding industry or planning industry or something. Maybe there could be something there.
Well, there are Zoom weddings happening now. So,
there are Zoom weddings.
Yeah, absolutely. Zoom bachelorette parties, Zoom weddings. Everything is moving to Zoom, and I think even the world does open up, whenever that is, some aspect of this will remain, because it's just so easy.
I agree.
It's like, I don't think it's going away anytime soon. If anything, it will only become more sophisticated. There will be more bells and whistles in the app itself, so you can do a lot more.
So you're researching companies that have like Indian employees, and then who are you emailing? Or do you have a press kit attached? Like,
I have a press kit on my website. That's one of the first things I did, because it's basically like a business calling card. Look, I was never part of the club hang. Like, I was never hanging out with people. I didn't have the ability to do that. So I had to find creative ways to make myself known to somebody who was interested in buying a comedy unit, you know. So I have a press kit. But doctors, like, it started even small. Like, for example, my own doctor, my personal, you know, what is it called in America? Family doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Him, when I went to him, I said, like, hey, you know, you guys look so stressed out. What are you doing in here? Let's do a joke. Like, let me do a 5-minute show. And I would try to get it. So my kids, luckily, I have so many kids because I'm Indian. I just kept giving birth for years. So there's pediatrician, there's dentist, there's orthodontist, whoever, anywhere. Anywhere I went, I was like, listen, I'm happy to do a 10-minute show next time you guys have a Zoom meeting. And I was like very surprised when people started. And so initially I did a lot for free.
Okay.
Just to, you know, just to get the word out.
Mm-hmm.
And then from those shows, word started spreading. Oh, you know what? She's funny. Like, if we're having a family gathering, why not have her for 10 minutes?
Oh, okay.
And then it started becoming more paid events. Yeah.
And are you making, you don't have to tell me numbers on air, but maybe after, but are you making like as much as you would for a live show doing these?
Well, okay. So if I produced a live show and I performed in it, I made decent money because the ticket sales and all that.
Exactly.
Was me.
Yeah.
But if I was on somebody else's show, I made nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, as you know, it's minuscule. So the answer to that is yes and no. Of course, if I'm producing a sold out show myself at Caroline's, a 20-minute Zoom show is not going to compete with that.
Mm-hmm.
But think of how much work you do to get there. Like, when I did my show at Caroline's, it was an insane grind to make sure every last ticket was sold and that it was a full house and that I was bringing value to this club that chose to give me a shot. I mean, I was so new when Caroline's gave me a show. So I understood what they were doing and I wanted to bring a lot of value to that. That was a lot of work compared to a 20-minute Zoom show.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, so relative to how much work it is, I think I'm making decent money. And honestly, right now it's keeping me going. Like, what else? The options are limited, you know, as you know.
Yeah, you've really inspired me, and hopefully people watching and listening to really look at this as a opportunity. I like how you're framing all of this as, well, you could see it as positive or negative, and you can like sulk or you can get to work, and you're getting to work in a year and a half. It's just, that's wow. I'm impressed. It's inspiring. There you have it, Hop Brethren and Sistren. It's time to start booking some Zoom shows. Go join Hop Breath Pro. Get in on this live workshop. Or if it's after Wednesday at 6 p.m., still join so you get access to this workshop as well as over $2,000 worth of my other classes and workshops, as well as a supportive community of other comics motivated to become professionals. The link is in the description of this episode. And I'll see you there, my friends. Hot Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.